Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, listen, we mentioned that people, there are plenty of people who would never step on a plane because they want a holiday at home. And with that in mind, we have Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather on the line. Because, Alan, we had a gorgeous weekend where we were told that we were warmer than Malaga, but then Met Éireann now has this warning of an incoming Arctic freeze. So what's going to happen?
Yes, from 17.6 degrees yesterday and probably 15 degrees today to feeling like probably less than 2 or 3 degrees really from tomorrow for the rest of the week. So we have a northeasterly wind which is going to bring temperatures down pretty quickly, and the wind chill, especially on Wednesday when it's going to be very breezy, will make it feel like it's not really going to feel above freezing. Around 0 degrees will be the wind chill on Wednesday. We will also have some frost at night. Now, the good news, Claire, is we're going to have a lot less rain than Malaga still, so it is going to be mainly dry. There will be a few showers around here and there, but not very many showers. So, you know, good sunny spells as well, but if you put the winter coat away, it's time to go get it out of the
closet. Right, get it back. And what's going on then? What's bringing in this chill?
Yeah, so we have high pressure to the north and low pressure to the south, which is steering that northeasterly airflow. So it's bringing, basically bringing the weather down from the north, northeast, which is where it's much colder this time of the year. And that low pressure to the south is what's bringing all the rain to Spain and Portugal. So we're kind of lucky in one way that we're staying dry with high pressure nearer to us, but it is going to feel much, much colder. But largely dry even into the weekend. And even a little look ahead to St. Patrick's Day at the moment looks pretty positive, but it might be a little bit chilly still.
Okay, so the cold's going to hang around into St. Patrick's weekend and up to the bank holiday as far as you can see.
Yes, it certainly is going to be still cool into the weekend, but it's looking like high pressure sitting over us, so nice and settled, no big storms, no wind, no real rain to talk about. So it is kind of March of many weathers, so the temperatures will be a bit of a roller coaster over the next couple of weeks.
Well, they certainly are. If you go back to what you were saying there about 17.6 degrees, that's surely above average for March, is it?
It would be, yes. So we're going to go from above average to well below average. But it is called March of many weathers for exactly that reason.
Mm-hmm. And that high temperature was recorded. Was that the one recorded at Maze Head?
Yes, and unusually so on the west coast, because we had a bit of an easterly breeze. So Dublin was that little bit cooler. So the west did get the best of the heat yesterday. But it was really the first kind of, I suppose, sign of what's to come, hopefully, Claire. A bit of heat and a bit of sun in the bones.
It was just lovely. And the sunsets that we saw and sunrises as well have been fabulous. And I noticed this morning it was much brighter as well when it was coming out in the early morning. The darkness is gone. So listen, we can look forward to hopefully summer days ahead. Alan O'Reilly, thank you for being with us.